Ghostly Talk. Broadcasting from the world famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan. This is Ghostly Talk on September 2nd, 2007.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to converse about all things that are paranormal.
Good
for more
one.
Info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
That was very good and efficient. Tonight, a UNIVCon update with Sergi P. Jeff Wamsley drops in to warm us up for the 6th Annual Mothman Festival. And then later, Howard Reel joins us to discuss Enoch and the Book of Coincidences. And finally, he's back. The mighty Lloyd Auerbach returns to school us all.
Fun night ahead.
I need to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen the question of the night.
I haven't even seen it. I have to look.
It's a bit more difficult.
I dig it. There's a 25% chance.
Yeah, this is a little more. Thank you, Mr. Tyner. All right.
I'm going to be the prop. That's finishing.
I
have seen the question. I dig the question. This is an awesome
question.
Isn't
it a nice one?
Yes.
It's a little more difficult this week.
For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about,
oh, yeah.
This must be your first Ghostly Talk, so welcome.
We have three tickets left.
Are we going to give one, two, or all three
away? It depends on how charitable we're feeling tonight.
All right.
It's just a matter of just, you know, how the mood we're in and stuff like that. But we will be doing the question thing again tonight, like Doug.
Yes,
we have to give them all away by next week, don't we?
Because
we don't have a show the following 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. So that these are the last 2 weeks for you guys to get tickets on this.
You are correct, sir.
I am not a man.
Oh.
You are correct, sir.
That's a movie quote or something. No, that's a.
I've heard it before. It is from a movie or something like that. I've heard it. Before.
I have to.
Well,
anyway,
yeah, we do this question.
We ask this question, yes. We ask a question and we give away tickets to the Louisville Ghost Hunters Society's
6th annual
Mid-South Paranormal Convention in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go, keep your ears peeled, because we will be asking a question sometime during the show. It's mystery time.
We're going to be asking the question at around...
Sometime between 6 and 9, we'll ask.
I think people. I think by this at this point of this,
they
game,
figured it out.
They caught on to our ruse. I think as far as like what the thing. So it isn't going to be happening right now.
Right. It doesn't happen in the first half hour.
Probably won't be happening in the next half hour.
The format of the show is: first half hour is ours. Second half hour is a guest. Third hour is a guest. Fourth hour is a guest. Although we had to break the third hour.
We have 4 hours now?
Yeah.
We've been pounding up
the next hour is a guest. The next hour is a guest. All the way till midnight.
Yeah.
Our poor guests have been taking the wall up, unfortunately, from this contest sometimes. They've been having to like sit quietly while we, you know, in the middle of what they're trying to discuss.
Think they've enjoyed it, though.
Jackie Garner got the worst of it, I think.
I think so, too.
Thank you, Jackie. So, but, yeah, sometime during the show, we're going to be... asking the special question, which is a real doozy this week.
At which time you call into our our hotline, and really our hotline is a listener line. You are more than welcome between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time to listen to Ghostly Talk on your cell phone, on your VoIP line, on your unlimited calling plan, et cetera, et cetera. All you have to do
is dial 605-475-8590.
And what else do you have to do, Bonnie?
When you're asked for the special conference number, dial 555-1081 followed by the pound sign.
And then you can listen in.
You can listen in if you want to ask, if you want to answer the question when we ask it, you have to push 1-1 on our line that raises your hand. One of our wonderful operators working in the background will get the message, throw a rock at Bonnie. Bonnie will let us know what's going on, and we'll put you on the line. It's very
last
simple.
Week, Doug got hit. It was great.
That's all right. I hadn't brought myself into channel or anything, so it was all right.
So that's that. The contest is still going on. These are the last 2 weeks for it before we go back on the road here for the next couple of weeks.
So this is it. There's this Ghostly Talk and then next week's Ghostly
that's
Talk,
it.
And then there's 2 weeks where
we're
we are
off.
At conferences.
We're at conferences again. But again,
what
know,
conferences are those?
Those conferences, the first weekend, which I
it's going to be
Mothman Festival.
The Mothman Festival. The weekend, the dates are going to be
the 14th, 15th.
Well, yeah, it's actually the 15th of September, but it's
we're there
14th, 15th,
right.
And 16th. Yeah. Then the following weekend is going to be the 6th Annual Mid-South Paranormal Convention brought on by the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society. That's going to be from September 21st through September 23rd, that weekend. So those 2 weekends, yes. we're out of town. There is another weekend. We're going to have one more show in September. The week there is like one more Sunday after the Mid-South, though.
Right.
So we're going to have a show for that. It's up on that schedule.
Am I in there? The thing is I know on the 7th of October,
yeah,
I'm gone.
You're gone.
I'm gone. I'm not going to be here.
We might both be gone.
Yeah.
We'll have to see, though. I think I already have people booked for the show. So I don't know what we're going to do. Well, we'll figure it out, but I'd like
I know I am going to the 6th Annual Southern Wisconsin Paranormal Conference.
Yeah, freshly added.
In Janesville, Wisconsin. Mm. I even paid for a ticket.
Mm.
I didn't barter. I didn't say I'm going to do promo.
You didn't use the muscle of the media to
get in? No, I didn't. I said I want to go. I want to go. Mm-hmm. I have to go because these are our friends. We've met them at Mid-South. Mm-hmm. We've had them on the show. Mm-hmm. I've got to go to the conference.
Uh-huh.
And so I just PayPal'd over some cash. I got the
Doug Simic. I think I know that guy.
I know. They're like, I wonder who that is.
No, that's very cool of you to do that, I think.
I'm going to be an attendee. I'm not working the con.
After, you know, in November also, we haven't added it to the schedule yet because we're kind of still working stuff out. I talked to Nicole Leader about this yesterday. We're going to probably be going out to Rolling Hills. We're talking about going to Rolling Hills with Todd from Nightwatch.
That'll be nice.
And Nicole Leader, some good friends of ours. So keep tuned for that. We'll let you know what the story is on that. Because I know some people are going to Rolling Hills, and I've been emailed about it already. Like, are you guys going to be going? And I'm like, well, we're still talking about it. But it's pretty much in the can. We're going to be doing it. It's just to make it official and put it up on the website. So there's still a lot going on. Appearances page on the Ghostly Talk website, around the top there. It'll tell you everywhere we're going to be at for the rest of the year.
Speaking of the website, it's www.ghostlytalk.com. And while we are live, you can go to www.ghostlytalk.com, and you can click on the chat while live or something. I don't know. Some little link over on the left.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can be in chat with the infamous Bonnie Jo.
Bonnie
That's
Jo.
That's me.
Whoever had the Bonster, I like that better. That was yours, wasn't it?
I think I was the first one.
Yeah,
Bonster with that. When I heard that one, I about peed myself dry. That was the funniest nickname I ever heard.
Well, Pete started calling her Bon Bon, right?
Oh, okay.
And then, at least that was the first I heard Bon Bon. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean, like, in your whole life nobody has ever called you Bon Bon
as
a monster.
Yeah.
Although I have a feeling that in your whole life nobody ever called you Bonnie Jo before Sean did.
Oh, no. Sean has the market on
that one. Bon Bon was what Pete was calling you. And then I had to, you know, try to remember that.
Doug comes up with a different name for me every time he calls me. I don't even know who I am anymore. One time I was Bonomatopoeia.
I want to do an editorial here real quick.
I
have to ask you guys this question.
Okay.
This week,
the answer is no.
This week.
Whatever you want, no.
No, I'm not asking you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was at work.
I'm asking for an opinion. I'm asking for an opinion.
I'm all for it.
I was.
I think you should change your hair. Yes.
I was at a place of business this week.
We need to paint this.
Shut up.
How about that for an opinion?
You're out too. Both you guys are out. You're totally out of channel now. You're not. It's all me. It is the Scott Show. All right. Quit laughing and I'll put you back in. You done? You done? I'm just going to unplug her mic.
You wanted an opinion, dude.
Well, you haven't even heard my question yet.
Okay.
All right. Because I want to make this fast because we have something else to talk about from last night.
Are we in?
Yeah, you guys are in.
Okay,
You guys done? I was actually at a place of business this week waiting patiently in the waiting room.
Yeah.
And there was a TV set. And I was watching the TV, and it was, you know, some crap news station or something like that. But they had an interesting story.
CNN.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm pretty sure.
Thank you. It was CNN. They had a story pop up that said, you know, Atlanta is looking to put a ban on baggy pants.
Oh, what? I saw that. Yes. Yes, I saw that.
Now, for some reason, I watched this story with, you know, just complete and utter just like, wow, it was right into the story because it just kind of boiled my head over because, simply put, and I mean, hey, email us, whatever, if you want to call in on this. We got some time right now. And it isn't, I'm sorry, it isn't paranormally related, but it does have a lot to do with as far as rights people have and things like that, which I you know, we're kind of interested in that here, too.
Mm-hmm.
I am not into this baggy pants thing. It's really ridiculous.
Doggy pants.
It came up. Doggy pants.
Would you I'm not like into this. Poupon?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not into this whole look. I mean, anybody who knows me, you guys know me. I see a kid walking with baggy pants on the street. I want to slap him in the head. It's usually at the company by the sideways baseball cap, which I want to knock straight on his head.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the attitude, the lifestyle, I don't agree with it. It's not my thing. But bottom line, I really think that that young person or that old person or whoever it is has the right to express that if they want to.
Well,
right?
What I think is funny is, well, first of all, this ban.
What is the reason for it?
They don't
their
like it.
Their underwear is showing.
Their underwear is showing.
Serious?
Yeah, they're really upset about that.
No, oh, good God.
Now, when it comes to the ladies, I think they're just damning themselves because, you know, I mean, when you let your you know, those thong things hang out, right? I mean, in my opinion, if you're a red-blooded American man and you see a thong, well, you've just ruined the surprise for the guy, in my opinion. Right? I mean, you're not doing anybody any favors, so you're not helping yourself by doing that. I mean, regardless of the fact, yeah, I don't find it appealing for guys and gals to do that, and yeah, it is a bit of an eyesore, but at the same time, my editorial on this is like, give me a break, man. What are you going to ban next?
Well, what? Right.
Personally, what are you going to ban next? Just walk around in their boxers then.
Well, that's what I do.
What I find hilarious is these kids who spend... How much do you spend on these baggy pants? Because first of all, they're fashionable, right?
A lot.
So you're probably spending double what it costs. Like, remember when Jordache were cool?
Oh, God.
And people would be like, Classic oh, my God, it's only $50. And back then, $50 was worth like $1,000 at this time.
Still is to me for pants.
So for pants, I know. $3.95, that's my limit. But
there
anyway,
you go,
they're spending extra for these baggy pants. And then the underwear that's showing... They're like the 10-pack for $2.
Which I proudly wear under my clothes.
Well, the thing is if you're going to show your underwear,
or take it the full way,
at least have it be decent underwear.
Something funny, like Bart Simpson or something on there that we can all laugh
right,
at.
Something
right,
something funny.
Who cares if it's cheap stuff or funny or expensive?
Well, the thing is
they
want
to wear their pants around their groin, then they should be allowed to do so.
Oh, absolutely.
It's annoying.
Rights-wise, they should be allowed to do it, yes.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I...
However, whether it's in good taste or not is completely another...
Oh, it's not
it's
in good taste.
It's not in good taste.
Don't
get
me started on that.
It isn't, but, you know, half the T-shirts I wear aren't in good taste.
Right.
You know, but no one has tried to put a ban on, like, metal band T-shirts.
90% of the things I say aren't in good taste.
Yeah, same here.
I was so just going to say that.
Throw me in jail. My point is, what are they going to ban next? What are they going to ban next? That's what I'm scared of. I'm not scared of the baggy pants. I'm not scared of the boxers or the thongs hanging out and stuff like that. Well, on some people, I'm very scared.
Oh, I've been scared by them.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We've seen some
of
these. There's been some booty.
When
don't
you
need
bent
to be,
over
exactly.
and I saw your thong
involved.
That
yeah.
one day, Doug, I was so disturbed.
I know.
Yeah, blow an email in. I'm just curious to see what people think about this because Atlanta needs to get their crap together. I think that's ridiculous.
I don't think they can. I think they can pass the law, but I think it will end up being overturned.
It's going to be laughed out of Congress, I hope.
Well, I would hope so, too.
They're going to say the same thing. What's next, then?
Apparently,
what are we going to ban next?
We're all going to be walking around in Catholic schoolgirl outfits.
Well, yeah.
Hi.
We'll have one outfit that everyone can wear. That's it.
I want the Donna Karen version.
If Bush had it his way, we probably would.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, look at the military
type. He's a moron. Come on.
All right, we're getting way too political here. I just wanted to throw that out. Okay, that was
5 minutes. I want to shock
5 minutes.
Yeah,
spent.
I want to shock the audience. I want to shock everybody.
I've already shocked someone with what I know
What's
you're going to say.
What's that?
Well, no, are you sure? I was going to say we went ghost hunting.
Exactly. I've already shocked someone with that information. And not only did we go ghost hunting, we went ghost hunting in Michigan.
In Michigan together.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, we were all in the same place that was reportedly haunted for more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
With our equipment.
With equipment, with experiments going on.
Yeah.
Digging into the story, trying to get the lay of the
land. Yeah, it was really cool. We got to throw this out because Amber Rose and Tom are the ones that popped the case on this one.
Yeah.
Actually, the majority of it goes to Amber Rose because these people came into her work and said, hey, we would like you to check out this building, right? I don't want to bring any names out right now.
Right.
Just keep the names, you know, whatever, until we know what to do with it. But this lady came and talked to Amber about it and said, you know, would you like to check out my building? We're having some reported hauntings and stuff like that. Some of my employees have seen things. It's a resale shop, more or less.
Right.
But a high-quality resale shop.
Oh, nice gosh, yes.
They got a Sasquatch.
They have
coat.
Yeti.
They have
a Yeti coat. Pure, no, 100% American Yeti skin.
Photos of me in it, in existence.
Oh, yeah. They will
and
be
you.
Up on
Me
MySpace
too, yeah.
tonight.
Okay. Or videos. Do we do videos and photos?
She took
videos?
Still photos, too.
She took it all.
Fabulous.
So, high-level story of this place is that there was a young
Me
lady.
And Scott in a Yeti.
No. That could be taken in so many different ways.
You are so taken out. No, you are out now for saying that.
I didn't even think of what that could be.
In a Yeti, dude. That's sick.
Okay, in a Yeti coat.
High level is that there was a young lady shot here by
yes.
her husband
yeah.
in the back on a stairway.
Mm. Yeah.
In 1922 on Thanksgiving.
Thanks, because I didn't remember any of the details.
Thanksgiving Day.
And apparently there's been sightings, there's been things being moved around, all kinds of fun stuff. So Amber Rose and Tom have already been there once, and they checked it out and thought it was interesting. So we were invited to come out and check the place out last night also. So we all met up and went out there. It was myself, Doug, Bonnie, Jonathan, good Jonathan was there, and Ambrose was there. There was five
mm-hmm.
of us. And then,
yeah.
and then the owner was there, too.
Yeah.
And we spent a couple hours there. Ran two good EVP sessions with audio and video. Ambrose had her new movie Hollywood-style camera there that cost Hollywood-style prices, too, by the way. And I actually listened to, like I mentioned to you when you called earlier for the show, Doug, I went straight home. You guys went out and partied the town down.
Oh,
and destroyed Grand Haven.
We had
yeah,
one
you
dream.
Should have seen it. Oh, man. They
fire.
Had to throw us out.
Ooh, that was not good. I just shot water in the air.
Oh, well.
It got on the table. It's cool. We're all right.
Oh
great.
It's
my
table.
Got on the laptop.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Well, no, it'll wipe right off. It's not a big deal.
Either way, it could have been.
I'll be more careful.
The board, the laptop, the table.
Yeah, there isn't a lot of room for.
Yeah.
Error.
The every single thing here is something that we want. Right?
All right, I promise it's not broken.
That we don't want wet.
And, all right, shut up. All right, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. It just kind of popped out.
Big hugs. All right. Hugs all around.
I'll put you back in. All right. So, yeah, we took two really good EVP sessions. I did listen to them last night. Didn't hear anything just yet, but that was, like I said, it was on one little crappy headphone, little mono side headphone.
You
got to
put that on the computer.
I got to get it on the computer yeah. and really get... what I'm going to probably do tonight after we're done archiving and all that fun stuff is I'll sit down with this audio and give it a listen. But, any, you know, regardless of that, any impressions from you guys sitting here concerning this this location?
Well, she's reportedly to more concerned with... or she doesn't... Obviously, an abusive and drunkard husband shot the lady, right?
Yep.
She
yeah.
doesn't.
Yeah.
I think we bonded over that.
Men, right? Yeah, you were right.
Yeah, there was a total man hater club.
I actually did when Amber and I did our little experiment upstairs.
Yeah.
I bonded with her on that topic.
Excellent. So and then, so I think that.
Wait, with the owner or with Amber?
With Kate.
Oh, okay. All right, because I'm seeing with Amber. I'm like, my girlfriend.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Like, I haven't done anything wrong to her.
Don't man hate
sorry.
His
yeah,
girlfriend
don't
yet.
Don't program her just yet. Give me some time. Right,
let
sorry.
Her learn.
I didn't mean to cut you off there. Go ahead, Doug.
But so we ran experiments where you know Amber and Bonnie would be alone upstairs doing
yeah,
the
yeah.
EVP, and then we would all do the EVP, and us guys would try and stay away.
Mm-hmm.
pretty much. I think it'll take time. We would have to go back repeatedly for her to get used to us.
Mm.
Assuming, you know, she's still hanging around.
I did tell her you were all good guys, though.
Thank you.
I lied, basically.
Oh, good.
We didn't do anything.
Thank you for lying.
Well, I mentioned this to the owner of the place because she's like, you know, you guys are welcome to come back here anytime you want and check the place out, which was like, yeah, that's great. It's awesome. I go, you know, and she's like, well, I just hope something happens. I'm like, well, look, you know, we did a lot tonight. We did a lot last night. And there's a good chance that there's not there. We had three recorders. We had two digital recorders.
Marcus's.
We were using Marcus's audio beacon CD on my radio.
The audio beacon CD.
We ran two recorders, two digital audio recorders, which were the exact the BP480N. Olympus. Me and Amber had the same ones. We used Amber's camera. We used a bunch of recording devices last night.
Right.
But there's still a good chance. I told her that there may be nothing on there. There may be nothing on there that we consider anomalous or of anything of any interest. I go, it just happens. I go, the point is, if you want us to keep coming back, you know, maybe we'll get something. I want to keep going back. This is a place. Finally, we've, you know, it's very hard for us to find a place to work on like that.
Right.
Especially here in Michigan. And I just said, if you want us to keep coming back here, we'll just keep trying to see if we can get something, you know? Stuff happens.
Right.
You're like, well, there was something that happened, Doug. You mentioned this last night.
Well, every time you asked in your first EVP session, whenever you would ask, are you a woman?
Mm-hmm.
The computer went, bong.
And it was a Macintosh, so God knows what that means.
Well, I think, is that the sad Mac bong? I don't know. I have no idea. But
yeah.
But and then you asked it again because you repeated your question. Yeah. And are you a woman? And it went, bong.
Now,
so it, like, answered with bong.
I don't want to grill you too hard on this, but do you know how long after I asked the question and when it actually, a few seconds?
5 to 15 seconds.
Because I was leaving a lot of room
in
that thing. For all those questions, so
5 to 15 seconds, I'd say.
And I know the owner said she's like that. Don't really happen.
She said that it does mess with she.
It messes with the computer.
The computer gets messed with. Yeah.
So yeah, that was something that happened. Other, I mean, really, I well, they there was also some talk about
the drawer.
The drawer. Thank you.
The drawer. In the second EVP session, good mm-hmm. Jonathan had heard a noise
mm-hmm.
off to his left and my left, right,
mm-hmm.
from a different room.
Yeah.
And I had not heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been concentrating on something else, the beacon sound or the question or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't hear a noise. But we went back there after the session, and two of the drawers were open in this bureau.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, go over there and close it and open it and see if that's the sound, right?
Yeah.
So he went there, and he closed and opened the drawer, and he says, that's the sound I heard.
So the drawer did open. We think the drawer
well,
opened on its own.
Well, we went back on the video. I'm like, did anybody take pictures of this room and specifically this drawer? You know, did anybody get this to see if these drawers were open before?
Mm-hmm.
And they went back on the videotape because Amber had done a once around.
She sweeped the place, yeah.
Right.
With the camera.
And evidently, when you can see the bureau, there's like a rat, you know, the clothing racks and stuff have, you
mm-hmm.
know, silver bars
mm-hmm.
all over them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the silver bars is, like, right in the way. So
of course.
You cannot, like, tell if the drawer was open or closed.
Yeah. Well, I went over there and checked the drawer, and I got a big surprise because it was all lingerie.
Right.
Whoa, hey! No wonder it was getting opened up.
But
so, yeah, so that was something that we can't explain it. No way to prove it, but somebody heard. You heard. You said Jonathan heard that? Jonathan heard that.
I didn't hear it.
Hmm. Well, again, we're going to have to review the audio again and see, we're on some good headphones with some real good equipment, give it a listen and see what happens. Because I tried, like I said, I sat there last night with just that crappy little headphone, just on my recorder, by the way, that was just my recorder, and tried to see if I heard nothing out of
there. Yeah, put that on the computer, because I'd like to see if you got the bong sounds, I'd like to see if you got anything.
I think there's going to be a lot more work being done at this place. I think we're going to be spending a lot more time there. Amber's really excited about this, so is Tom. And it's nice to actually get out and do some work at a place, some place we can keep going back to. So
right.
That's what I told the owner. I'm like, you know, that's what, you know, it's anybody can go and bounce around to a million places. We've said that before on the show here. You can go to a million places and explore them one time, but I think it's going to really take some work for us to keep coming back here. And that's where we may actually get some results and see if there's something going on. So she's very excited about that, too. The owner is. So
right.
Hopefully we can get some results from there. We'll see. should be pretty interesting. But I had a good time. You guys enjoy yourself?
Oh, yeah, I had a great time.
Definitely.
It was very cool. I want to go to break a little early.
Bonnie beat me up afterwards.
I enjoyed the drunk bikers in the parking lot.
Oh, I heard about that. Oh, I missed that.
By bikers, we don't mean motorcycles. We mean bicycles. I mean, it was at 2:15 or whatever time we all got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a bicycle exodus.
One of them almost drove
his bike into the back of my vehicle because I have an actual like motorized.
Yep. Happy Labor Day.
SUV.
Let's go to break a little early here.
Okay.
We're gonna get Sergi on from Unicom. He's gonna give us an update. There's a couple things coming up here that he wanted to mention. He's one of the people who works for the Penn State PRS people out there. We've had Ryan on and Topher, and he's another guy that works out there, so we invite him to come on the show and give us an update on what's going on here. So we're going to take a quick break here. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
We'll be back with Sergi P.
Yo,
after this.
God.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Hi, this is Luke.
And this is Tobin from Quest Research.
Hey Tobin, what do you get when four guys with absolutely no video experience whatsoever decide to produce their own online paranormal TV show?
I don't know, what? Oh wait, I do know. Ghost Diaries, right?
That's right.
You can check us out and get involved at www.questresearch.net. And the good thing about being new is that we will only get better.
Hey, Scott O. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash on my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1 1/4-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1 1/4-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
We'll be right back. Start making plans now to join us for the paranormal event of 2007.
The Halloween Spooktacular, October 27th at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor, author of 50 of the best-known books on haunted history, not to mention the Ghost Hunter's Guidebook.
Meet the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Dage from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked, and Del Kazmarek, president of the renowned Ghost Research Society.
Join in the discussion with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and psychic detective Ken Berg.
Meet Becky Ray and Laura Moon, host of Darker Side of the Moon Radio. And, of course, there's us.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, live from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
If that's not enough, folks, there's a free tour of the Greenwood Cemetery and a big screen viewing of the 1932 classic movie, The Old Dark House.
There's even a haunted Decatur tour and a late-night hunt of the Lincoln Theater itself, sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
Seating is limited, folks. Make reservations now at www.prairieghost.com/halloween.html or by calling 888-446-7859. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express accepted.
It's not just spooky.
It's spooktacular!
GP from UnipCon. I don't know where he is.
I was just going to say...
That was beautiful.
I was just going to say that I detected a scheduling snafu.
No.
But that was much
but
more eloquently
But it was way better to sing the song.
Yes.
So much better.
We can't find Sergi.
No. Where he went. He's MIA.
Hopefully he'll call here in a little bit or whatever. It's cool. We'll work it out. We got a lot to talk about, though.
What he wanted to talk about, of course, we might as well, you know,
list
the things he wanted to talk about, which was a couple of things. Specifically, the UnipCon, of course, is a four-day paranormal conference event, right?
Extravaganza.
Exactly.
An extravaganza. We are kicking it off with, of course, Doug Bradley. And it's going to be, there's a lot of things going on at UnipCon, obviously. 4 days, they have made it chock full of things to do and different things going on. Two of the things that Sergey wanted to talk about was the charity events, the charity things. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that UnipCon is doing is they have lined up with the Red Cross and the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be doing some events at the conference around these charities.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, even if you don't attend UnipCon, these are still extremely, you know, important charities to support. So even if you don't attend and you want to support the Red Cross and the Make-A-Wish Foundation, definitely, you know, check out their websites and things. Everything is linked up. What's the UnipCon website? Is it
UnipCon's website is
net or au?
Well, it's actually UnipCon.org.
UnipCon.org.
Oh, yeah, I didn't put that in the notes here.
Sorry. UnipCon.org.
It's actually Univ-Con.org.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Univ-Con.org, and if you go there, they've got some information on their charitable events.
Mm-hmm.
On the website.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you want to join us at UnipCon,
register.
Register. Because we want to see you there.
Yeah, so definitely. We're going to be there. We're going to be there, like, the whole weekend.
If you go to Penn State, we'll see you after the conference days, the conference times.
We're going to be there the whole weekend.
Undoubtedly at the bars.
We're going to be either at the bars or at the frat houses or the sorority houses.
I'm hitting the frat houses.
You're hitting the frat houses?
They're going to love me over there.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Beta Chi Kappa will just, like, become the greatest guy in the world.
Kappa Beta Gamma.
I'm
going
to wear a t-shirt that says Die Yuppie Scum on it just to see.
Oh,
how, yeah,
man, that'll
how,
rock.
Yeah, they'll love me over there. They'll think I'm the man.
I want to wear, you remember that shirt that the fellow who sat on the... The table. I want to wear that.
That
the
would be
entire
nice.
4 days.
What shirt are you guys talking
it's
about?
It's covered in pot leaves.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
I managed to beat him up as he was riding
away
on his
bicycle.
Aren't
we over this thing yet? Aren't we over this whole pot leaf thing
he
yet?
He was riding away on his bicycle. I beat him up and took his shirt. So I'm going to
wear
that.
Oh, this guy wearing a bicycle.
Well, they all
at least,
them were.
At least it is in a car.
You know, when we first pulled into the bar, I thought,
we thought it was dead.
Going to be
we
empty.
We thought there was nobody.
There were maybe 10 cars in the parking lot.
I know what bar you guys
were
at.
We walked into the bar, and it was packed. So when we were leaving, all we saw was people unlocking their bicycles and getting on and pedaling
and driving
away.
Yeah, on the bicycle.
Well, they can't get arrested on a bicycle. I mean, you got to really be reckless on a bicycle to get tagged by a cop. I mean, I haven't heard of any bicyclists being pulled over for like a DUI test on a bicycle. I mean, can you get busted on a bicycle?
You're not operating a motor vehicle.
That's the specification right there. It isn't a motor vehicle.
Right.
So you can. Well, I mean, lots
so you
of people
should be
do
able
that.
To do pretty much anything.
Those real serious drunks, those are the ones you always see them riding bicycles. Around here, especially in our neighborhood, you see these drunk guys, like, riding their bicycles. It's because, you know, they probably don't have a license because they've
If I were drunk, I don't know if I would even worry about not having a driver's license. I mean, what? I'm already if like, the presupposition is that you're already a drunk, right? You're already a...
A
problem imbiber, right? Mm-hmm. You've got an illness anyway, and it's sort of on the reckless side, right? Because that is damaging to your body, to other people's bodies, to property, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you worry about not, having had your driver's license?
Well, I can tell you, I personally know several alcoholics in them. Some of them don't care.
Yeah, well, see, I agree with them. I just don't think I would care. I mean, if I'm already... You know, recklessly.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Killing my body.
All I know is I prefer to stay out of that zone.
I
do too.
I
like having an automobile.
What I care about is not spending time in jail, truthfully.
Oh, okay.
When your biggest aspiration in life is not being in jail.
That's a really...
When your highest goal is that, right? I think there's something
I think
wrong.
You need a hobby.
Like, when a good day is I didn't go to jail today.
Yeah.
Get your priorities realigned. I mean, I'm not trying to preach, but get your priorities realigned. So, yeah, drunk guys on bikes last night in Grand Haven.
There were a lot, beautiful. It was awesome.
But, yeah, the pot leaf thing, they got to go. People got to get over that. I've stated my opinion a million times at conferences and stuff like that. You have a marijuana rally or whatever, I'll be the front guy in the front row for it. I don't touch it. I don't smoke it. I don't go near it, but I think it has a lot of good uses. But, you know... Know the right reasons for wanting it legalized, not just because, hey, man, we want to roll one up at a party this weekend, dude. Oh, it's legal now. We can do it. I mean, that's cool, but, you know, I think there's other reasons for it, too. Okay, cool. So let's move on. What's with all the politics tonight?
I have no idea.
It's my fault. I blame myself for the first segment. And we got on how we got on the podcast.
So do
that's
I.
All right,
I think you should have stuck with mine and Doug's original opinions and not even asked the question.
Yeah, I liked our original opinions. Those are fabulous.
With the pot leaf thing?
No. The first half hour.
Ask us for our opinions again. we will gladly remind you of our opinions.
Well, we got a few minutes here because I want to go to break a little bit early again this segment, too. Because coming up, actually, I want to talk about this a little bit. We talked to Jeff Walmsley earlier this week.
Yes, we did.
If you guys haven't checked it out, we actually talked to Chip Coffey earlier this week, too.
Yes, we did.
That was a live broadcast. It's obviously archived, too. But after that broadcast, we went off the air, and we actually taped a conversation with Jeff Walmsley. So we're warning you ahead of time that this was pre-taped. Even for the podcast people, which it'll be pre-taped. Is that how that would work?
Wow. Actually, that is kind of hilarious.
Yeah, pre-taped, right? And stuck nicely into the show like it's the real thing.
Yeah.
But we did talk to Jeff.
We're tricky that way.
Yeah, we're real tricky, and we're not going to let you onto our ruse at all. Jeff, we talked to Jeff about the Mothman Festival that's coming up, too. This is a big month. September's a big month. Like, the last couple years, at least, September has been like...
Why isn't this a good time to do the question?
Do you want to do it?
We're sitting around.
It won't be interrupting a guest.
Yeah, because the guests chose to be not around.
We could do that.
You want to?
You
want
to try that?
Let's do it.
All right, why not? We got a few minutes here.
Everybody, get to your telephones. Get to your cell phones. Get to your VoIP phones. Get to your icky landline. Oh, wait. Ask me for my opinion about landlines. We have a question for you.
Well, this is for the Mid-South tickets. We mentioned this last half hour.
Right. Mm-hmm. We have a question for you, and if you answer correctly, you could get a ticket.
Or two.
Or two, or
depending
three.
Depending on how nice we're feeling.
To Mid-South in Louisville, Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And I know it's a hot conference. A lot of people want to go, and... you know, this would be, you'd be on the guest list just like we are. So you'd get in for free.
Just like Ghostly Talk.
Just like
you can be cool like us.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They could never be as
cool. Would you like the honors?
Doug.
Would you like the honors, Doug?
My head just got me.
You guys were both going to float away in the parking lot.
Oh, last night?
Your heads were so big.
We were talking about entertainment residences.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to have
it. I was waiting for both of you to float to the top of the building and tell us what it looked like.
We have a question for you. This is a good question.
This is a little bit.
We're going to ask it. This one might actually take some people some time. So
yeah.
Even if we have to interrupt a guest later, but I want to get people thinking on it. All right.
Okay.
If you should know the answer, if you think you know the answer, we want you to call the 605 whatever it is number.
605-475-8590.
And then enter our conference ID 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know the answer, press 1-1. That will alert everybody and get us on board to answering your line.
Hit him with it.
This is the question. Four tickets to the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society Mid-South Paranormal Convention coming up.
God, you got me. Hey, wait a minute. Wait before we ask the question.
They already know the answer. Oh, I know who that is.
Tell
see the area code?
I know
right
who
now.
It is,
too.
Yeah.
All right,
ask the question.
Let's go. All right, come on. Let's do it.
Which of the following locations was once declared, quote, most haunted house in England, end quote?
You got four choices.
And there's four choices. There's four choices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Borley Rectory.
Mm-hmm.
10 Downing Street,
mm-hmm.
Buckingham Palace,
mm-hmm.
or the Tower of London.
Six. Read it to him again.
Which of the following locations was once declared the most haunted house in England?
All right.
And it's either the Borley Rectory, 10 Downing Street,
mm-hmm.
Buckingham Palace, or the Tower of London.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those four. You got a 45% chance.
Yeah, 25%.
I know, but I thought I'd make them feel better.
Oh, okay. Now, do we?
All right, you only have a 25.
We want to bring this person.
Oh, bring
on.
Him on.
Bring him on, let's
and then we'll wait for somebody else to raise their hand.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Caller from the 317 area code.
Hi, Sean.
He's not on yet. Sean. his phone line's
did
actually.
Did I win?
That is the most, yes, that is the most haunted house in England, I think. The Super 8 Motel in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry, you're wrong. I'm sorry, you're wrong.
I just had to give you a ration for the day.
A ration?
A rash?
A rash.
I heard you got plenty of those.
We got a hurry.
I love you.
Okay, guys. I love you. Love you very much. All right, guys, have a good show. I just want to win those tickets. So send them to my PO box, Doug.
I sure will.
We'll take care of that for you.
Hey, Sean, we're just going to mute you. You can feel free to stay
on.
Yeah,
we're just going to mute you.
But we did want to talk to you and say hey.
Hey.
You
no
worry.
Goodbye.
You worry. Because we are gods. We have a
I love
power. Read the question again. We only got a couple minutes here before we have to go.
Which one of the following locations was once declared the most haunted house in England? And it's either the Borley Rectory, 10 Downing Street, Buckingham Palace, or the Tower of London.
I'm disturbed.
All
right
of
now.
Them seem to be very, very attractive to
They're
Scott.
They're all
very
erotic to
it's
Scott.
All that torture that was going on there.
And again, if you know the answer, dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, put in 555-1081, followed by the pound sign, then press 1-1 to raise your hand and answer the question.
Excellent.
God, I should have recorded that.
I know. That was,
right on there.
We did record it.
That
we
was right on there. That was nice, man. This was a little bit more intricate.
So
I think people can.
This is probably one of the hardest questions we've asked.
No, this is the hardest question.
Yes, it is.
Well, yeah, last week's question. Whew, that was a stumper.
What was EVP?
Yeah, what does EVP stand for?
Or was that the Mothman question?
No, that was a couple
EVP?
Weeks ago. Last week.
Yeah,
was
I wasn't here last week, so
yeah, because the Silver Bridge. Now that's fairly specific.
But
knowledge,
actually,
right?
All they wanted was a bridge collapse for that one.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we did. I haven't explained yet. We got a couple of minutes here while we're waiting for somebody to call in or do whatever.
Or look it up online and
raise
their
hand. Like they're probably going to do, which is cool. Hey, you can do whatever you want. I wasn't here last week. I forgot the name.
No, you weren't.
I was filming a movie. I don't know if you guys mentioned that or not.
I think we did. Didn't we?
We were filming a movie. I was on the...
I don't know. We were excited you weren't here. I mean...
what was that? I can't hear you guys anymore. I can't hear you guys anymore. What happened?
We couldn't believe you weren't here.
I cried
we
for
didn't
the first
know.
Hour and a half.
We were on set for a film called Heaven's Gate being filmed here by Biorhythm Productions.
Excellent.
And I, in my typecasting myself as a zombie, play another zombie in this film. But they call it a predominantly larger role for a zombie. That was what I was told. I'm like, oh, that sounds interesting. Sounds important too.
Did you have lines?
No. Well, yeah, you want to hear them?
What kind
yeah.
of lines do zombies have?
That was my line. And by the funniest part is coming back. I lost my voice because we were doing that for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that takes a toll on your voice, right?
Wow.
Yeah, the only reason it was more of a predominant zombie, I think, is because I had to roll around in dirt and hay with fake blood all over me, and my hair was all down. So just imagine what happens with that. When you get fake blood in your hair, and then you roll around in hay, what you look like after that, you look like a scarecrow.
It was pretty much like you look when you
so
go
you
shopping.
So you shot the Wizard of Oz, basically.
Yeah. It was
the zombie Wizard of Oz.
Well, Jason Scott, the guy who's part of Bio, he warned me before we came down there. He's like, I'm just warning you, we're like probably Michigan's most dangerous production company as far as doing films.
Oh, I want to do a movie with them now.
We had a great time. We met some really cool people.
I'm Michigan's most accident-prone person, so I think I should
Yeah, I know. The American Ghost Watchers wasn't accident prone, was it?
You know,
it was a pretty safe set.
Injured at
I don't
all?
I think I didn't get injured at all in Gettysburg.
Oh,
now,
that's because you were drunk 99%
exactly.
of the time. Yes.
I was just loosey-goosey. If I fell, it didn't hurt because I couldn't feel anything.
That was divorce week, yeah.
Well, it was a fun weekend, though. I mean, we were supposed to, Jason warned me, you know, he said we might run long, and that was even before the show. I mean, that was like a week before the show.
Right.
And we were prepared for that. It ran a couple hours long. That's why I couldn't make it out. We were like an hour away. So
yeah, and up until, like, while he was driving there, he called me and he says, I'll be there for the show. I might be a couple minutes late.
I would have loved to have been there for the show, but unfortunately I was chained up in a chair with fake blood all over me. So it was kind of hard
that's
to get to myself.
That's something
that
we could do.
Is
that all it takes, really?
Well, I can call into work like that from now on, too, maybe. Just, you know, day job thing. And go, hey, look, I'm sorry.
All
I'm on
I
a film shoot.
All I can say is thank God that I had keys.
Oh, really?
Otherwise, we'd have been in a world of hurt
last
week.
That's why we have all this stuff put in place, so this, we don't
right.
have any problems like that.
Right.
So, no, it was fun, though. Jay Scott was really cool. Virginia Bryant was one of the stars. She was there. She was really cool.
Cool.
Genghis John, the human firecracker, the makeup guy. This guy was, and I got to talk to him still. This guy was out of sight. This is one of the coolest people I've met in a long time. He's about your age, which, you know, very young. Very young.
About
hair down to his butt, though. And the guy was just out. He was fun. And they call his name is Genghis John, the human firecracker, for a good reason, because he literally puts 12,000 firecrackers on himself. He told me he has an armored suit that he built himself for his body, and he puts 12,000 firecrackers on this suit and lights them. And he's the human firecracker. This is what he does.
Is that on YouTube anywhere?
Somewhere it is. He's actually got a video somewhere. Yeah, I haven't looked at it yet, but I know I have to check it out.
Aren't there easier forms of birth control?
Yeah. No, this guy is really cool. This guy was really cool. He was the makeup guy. He was did all of our work and stuff like that, and he was a lot of fun, and Jay was awesome. We had a really great time. It was a lot of fun to hang out. So I'm sorry I missed a show last week, but it was for a good cause, I think.
I think so, too. Any independent film, I am 100% for.
Yeah, we're big on that.
And we, you know, we'll help out on any project that we possibly can. You're doing your zombie type cast role. I'm playing myself, and you're playing yourself in American Ghost Watchers.
There's been a lot of that this summer.
And I'm playing Dr. Dodd.
And you play Dr. Dodd, the lead title character role, the one who threw the American Spirit Summit in the first place.
I know, because I am so famous.
Let's ask a question one more time.
Ah.
Go ahead and ask the question one more time.
And if you want, during the taped part, whatever, we can still talk. Can we still talk to them during the taped part? Yeah, I think we can. So, you know, anytime you want, even during Jeff Wamsley's interview, give us a buzz. The hard, super hard, ultra hard question is, which of the following locations was once declared the most haunted house in England?
Mm-hmm.
It's either the Borley Rectory,
mm-hmm.
10 Downing Street.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing as good as
Scott. I'm trying to be as annoying as Scott.
Oh, that is as annoying as Scott. It's either the Borley Rectory, 10 Downing Street, Buckingham Palace. Or the Tower of London.
Oh, my.
I'm going to send this to break now. I can't even stand it. So if you know...
I'm crying.
If you know whether it was the Borley Rectory, 10 Downing Street, Buckingham Palace, or the Tower of London, oh my. If which one of those was once declared the most haunted house in England, what number do we call?
I think it's 605. 475-8590.
Followed by entering in 555-1081, followed by the pound sign for to get on the conference line. And then, of course, 1-1. We'll raise your hand and, you know, you press 1-1 when you hear us talking. And we'll
answer. We can do that. Yeah, we can do this. That was Serge who just called me.
He's a little late. he was at the Kappa Beta Kappa Gamma.
We had a breakdown. We had a breakdown in communication.
Ah, yeah.
Not a big deal. It's all worked out. We'll have him on our time. It's no problem.
Sounds good.
That's cool. Did you ask the question?
I asked the question several times.
Well, we got to go to break.
Yeah, thank heavens.
And then we're gonna have our.
Barney has to go to the lavatory.
So do I.
She's hurt.
All right, enough of this.
Look at her.
So okay, no, we have. What we'll do, this is what we're going to do. You've asked the question.
Okay. If you call our number, if you want the tickets, these are for tickets.
We're going to keep an eye on the line while our interview with Jeff Wamsley is playing.
Yes.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on the line.
Scott will personally keep an eye on the line.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be outside.
I'm sure you are.
And anyway, call the number, answer the question.
Yeah, we're going to keep an eye on the line.
We'll give you tickets to the Mid-South.
If not, we'll ask it later.
If not, we'll ask later. Why not?
If not, because I think people from the late crowd are going to be coming in later on.
Either that or you can tell us what does EVP stand for.
No.
Oh, that was last week. Never mind. Now, enjoy the... is it time?
Yeah, we got to go.
Okay.
We got to go.
We're going to play for you now a half-hour clip. Wow. I sounded so proper there. We're going to play for you now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play for you now a half-hour clip. We had pre-taped this, because we are excited about the upcoming Mothman Festival in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Mm-hmm. We will be there. Mm-hmm. We'll be hosting the speaking portion of it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take an active role this year instead of just sit behind a table. We're excited about it, so we got Jeff Wamsley on the phone during the week earlier, and we let him talk. We grilled him, and he was telling us what was going on. We had a great time. We hope you enjoy this part.